Hello everyone, welcome back to your Tini podcast friend. I'm so sorry not updating my podcast. So now I'm back for making a podcast for you all. And today I'm gonna read a book. It's A Gentle Reminder from Bianca Sparacino. So let's get started. I'm gonna read just for a chapter one, okay? For the deep feelers, the right person will know how to hold your love. The right person will choose you just as deeply as you choose them. You will not have to quiet the way you care. You will never feel like you are too much. You will not have to beg for the love you deserve. One day, you will be met where you are. One day, you will be someone's favorite thing. And you will not be confused. You will not feel like you are fighting for someone who isn't fighting for you. One day, you will understand that it never mattered how tightly you held on to the wrong people, how intensely you tried, because the right people were always going to find you. The right people were always going to stay. Remember, even the strongest souls get exhausted. The strongest human beings, the ones who love the loudest and hope the hardest, the ones who are always there for others, the souls often need people there for them. So please check on your kind friends, check on the people in your life who are tender, the ones who are always open to give so much of who they are for those who need it. Check on the people in your life who love with every ounce of their being, who feel deeply and care deeply, and try to fix and mend and make sure that those around them are okay. Please just check on the people in your life who are brave, who are soft for this world. Check on the people in your life who protect others at all costs, because the souls need protecting too. The souls need to be reminded that they deserve the love they keeping giving to everyone else. You have to let go. You have to let go, because when you hold on, when you keep something alive inside of you, you are allowing for your past to take up the space in your heart and in your mind that is meant for your future. You have to let go, because at the end of the day, if you are going to find the human being who is going to bring you the deepest kind of joy, if you are going to find the person who is going to help you experience the kind of love you have always deserved, you have to make sure that you are ready for it. You have to make sure that you will be open to it. And you cannot make a home within your heart for the person who will someday care for you in the softest of way if someone else's memory is still living there. You have to let go. You have to accept that sometimes beautiful things end, that sometimes people leave, that sometimes two human beings don't beat the odds. And you have to find closure in that. You have to heal. You have to move forward. You have to believe in the version of you that is loving in bed on a Sunday morning with the person they love 20 years from now, because you deserve that future. It is waiting for you. Choose it. It's okay to take your time. We live in a generation that romanticizes moving forward as quickly as possible. When it comes to careers and our futures and our success within them, but there is no point in rushing quickly towards a life that will not inspire you or fulfill you. It's okay to slow down. It's okay to take the time you need. You are in no rush to figure out your own soul. It's never too late to start over. It's never too late to change your mind. It's never too late to redirect yourself to replace the dreams you thought you wanted for the ones that genuinely excite and challenge you. So keep going, because the world needs your uniqueness. It needs your talent, your art, your mind. The world needs you to take up space within that you can change it with the vision that you have. You are so deeply capable of doing something beautiful with your life. Don't let roadblocks or self-doubt or the way your journey is unfolding convince you otherwise. Leap towards all that scares and ignites you. Just search for something while you are here. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you like it. And see you in the next podcast. Bye.